In the day's other news, a Republican candidate for governor of Michigan, Ryan Kelly, was charged in the January 6th riot. Federal prosecutors said that video shows him urging on the pro-Trump crowd that he faces, and he faces now several misdemeanor counts. Five other Republicans were already disqualified in the governor's race over forged signatures on their ballot petitions. Also in Michigan, a Grand Rapids policeman, Christopher Schur, now faces trial for second-degree murder for killing a black man during a traffic stop. Patrick Leoya was shot in the back of the head after struggling with Schur. The local prosecutor announced his decision today.
The death was not justified or excused, for example, by self-defense. I believe there's a sufficient basis to proceed on a single count of second-degree murder, and that charge has been filed with the courts as of today.
Leoya's father said he agreed with the murder charge. Leaders in the U.S. House of Representatives clashed today over adding security for families of Supreme Court justices. Democrats delayed action until next week, hoping to expand protections to court employees. Speaker Nancy Pelosi said, "Nobody is in danger over the weekend because of our not having a bill." Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy shot back, saying, "I don't know how she could say that, knowing that you just captured a person who wanted to kill Justice Brett Kavanaugh." Federal marshals arrested a man near Kavanaugh's home yesterday and charged him with attempted murder. In Ukraine, government forces claim they pushed forward again in the eastern city of Severodonetsk. A Ukrainian commander said his troops are engaged in fierce street fighting. The mayor said 10,000 civilians are trapped and evacuations are impossible. The UN's nuclear watchdog says Iran is removing 27 surveillance cameras from its nuclear sites. That comes after the agency censured Tehran for failing to explain the discovery of uranium at undeclared sites. The UN cameras were installed under the 2015 nuclear deal. And today, the UN agency's chief warned their loss could be the fatal blow to enforcing that agreement.
What we are seeing is that because of the decision that is been announced to us today, is a decrease of the visibility that the agency is going to have about what's happening in Iran. And of course, this is something I deplore.
Then President Trump withdrew the U.S. from the nuclear deal in 2018. Since then, Iran has moved to enrich more uranium gas closer to weapons-grade levels. On the pandemic, experts reporting to the World Health Organization are calling for more research on how COVID originated. That includes whether the virus escaped in a lab accident in China. The expert panel says all reasonable possibilities should be considered. The WHO dismissed the lab accident theory last year, and China has called it baseless. The PGA Tour suspended more than a dozen pro golfers today for taking part in a rival league backed by Saudi Arabia. They include stars Phil Mickelson and Dustin Johnson, among others, and they are now barred from PGA Tour events. The Saudi League has attracted top players with rich purses and lucrative deals. And on Wall Street, stocks sank ahead of tomorrow's inflation report. Major indexes dropped 2% or more. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 638 points to close at 32,272. The Nasdaq fell 332 points. The S&P 500 slid 98. Still to come on the NewsHour, the absence of several key leaders raises questions about a meeting of Western Hemisphere nations. An interactive museum that hopes to boost the love of words, plus much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.